Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the thing, is that Saudi Arabia sucks and that they're involved in all this kind of stuff. But they give us their oil, which is what we care about. And now Iran has decided to destroy the global economy because they can, and they can get away with it.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing that gets me. Nobody would give two shits about what happens in the Middle East if it wasn't for oil.
Right.
They would be like, let them bomb each other. Who cares?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. But now, like, it's our money that's at stake, and that's the issue. And it's so annoying that we put ourselves in this spot, and we have elected this government that is anti-renewable energy, anti-getting us off of oil and gas. I'm sure that if they could find ways to destroy fuel efficiency in cars and make sure that we were getting 10 miles a gallon, they would do so.
Yeah, those kickbacks are going to kick themselves back.
Right. It's just, it's so insane to me that we can't get somebody out on the campaign trail talking about how we Americans should be using American wind and American sun to power our energy grid instead of Middle Eastern tyrants and their oil. There's like such an easy way to spin the energy argument into this nationalistic rah-rah USA bullshit.
Elon's going to save us all. Don't you know that?
Well, what I was thinking of was, I was remembering a few years ago when Trump was saying that he doesn't like all these clean energy bills because China is getting all our good air and we're getting all their bad air. So I could see someone being like, no, we can't use wind. That's Chinese wind.
Do it up. I will have that argument 10 out of 10 times. That would be awesome for me. I'm here for that all day, every day. We need to get Pete Buttigieg out there on the stump talking about this stuff, because he's a good communicator.
I'm putting all my faith in the South African pedophile, Elon Musk. I'm putting all of my faith in him. Yep.
He's one of those guys who, I've said the same thing about Rudy Giuliani. If either one of them had just kept their mouths shut, then they would be these universally beloved heroes of the world. Like, Rudy Giuliani was America's president. You know, he was the man who brought us back from 9/11. Elon Musk was the genius billionaire. What did I say?
You said president.
Oh, sorry. Well, he thought he was president, but. And Elon Musk is this genius billionaire who's revolutionizing the tech industry, and he's gonna save the world single-handedly with his unyielding generosity and visionary status. But then they had to go and be like, that's not enough. I need to get my words out there on the air. And people are like, oh my God, these people are crazy.
Yeah, the man who's going to save the world, who couldn't save 13 people trapped in a flooded cave, and then called the diver who actually did save those children a pedophile. Way to go, Elon.
They could have just sat back and just counted their money, but no, they love cameras too much for that.
It's so strange too that he went on the path that he did, because his big product allegedly is electric cars, and now he's in this world where the electric car is a symbol of liberal oppression and how they're going to have their police state micromanage you and monitor your every move. Everything you do will be tracked on phones and cameras and everything and all this kind of stuff. And now liberals who want to buy EVs are just not going to buy from Elon. And every now and then, when I have some money in my hot little hand and I don't want to run to DraftKings, use promo code RentMoney to like waste it. I think to myself, why am I not shorting Tesla? How is Tesla valued at the value it's at? It's entirely smoke and mirrors. There's no there, because the only thing that they were like, full self-driving was the thing. That was what they were going to selling on everyone. And now Waymo has already eaten their lunch on the self-driving car thing. The Waymo taxis are actually
the ones that kill cats.
I'm sure they do. I'm sure they do. But I mean, regular drivers kill cats. I had 5 cats in my life, and 3 of them got hit by cars by humans. So
I'm so sorry. Well, I mean, yes, but also there was a famous incident in San Francisco. Number one, whether it's a bodega cat or not, you shouldn't be letting the cat run around outside. Okay, that's my number one point. Number two point is these cars are supposed to be so good. One of the Waymos hit a cat, and there was this big uproar, and there's like a little monument to the cat. Because this cat was this beloved bodega cat, and Waymo hit it, and the Waymos are causing a lot of damage and a lot of trouble. But California, I think it was, just stated a law that now Waymos can get tickets the same as regular drivers. And also, fuck these driverless cars. Look, not to get conspiracy theorist here, but I've seen Minority Report, okay? I don't want to be in a car that can be remotely controlled by anyone.
Yeah, but you've also seen Demolition Man, and that worked out good.
I never saw Demolition Man.
Okay, well, it had driverless cars, too.
Just
accept that.
I'm not arguing the, like, validity or the, like, are Waymos good? What I'm arguing is that Waymo has eaten Tesla's market share on the driverless car front. Because
Yeah, and Rivians, I see a lot of Rivians, Rivians are just better than any Tesla, and every Tesla that's on the road right now has some kind of recall on it, so.
But this is the thing, is that originally you could kind of lie yourself into Tesla, they're leading the market in EVs, that's why I should invest in them, and now they absolutely aren't. And then it was like, oh, but Tesla's going to have full self-driving. So that's why I should invest in them. And Tesla is nowhere near close to being the leader in full self-driving now compared to Waymo and these other companies that are like working on that. There was a quarterly report recently where Elon came out and said that I'm not a Tesla expert, so if I'm wrong about this, I apologize. But basically, like, the hardware on the Teslas is called, like, Hardware 3. And Elon in a report said they will not be able to download full self-driving into Hardware 3 model Teslas. You're going to have to get the upgrade to Hardware 4, and those models will get the full self-driving download once it's ready. And all these people bought Teslas with Hardware 3 because they thought they were getting full self-driving, and now they fucking aren't. And Elon's admitted this. And I'm here to let you know, if you buy Hardware 4 Teslas looking for full self-driving, probably not going to happen either. So it's just this thing that is it's just this carrot he keeps dangling in front of people, being like, yeah, we're going to solve full self-driving next year. We got it in the bag next year. And it's just, it's the Donald Trump 2 weeks, only way longer and way further out into the horizon.
Well, the listeners don't know this, but I'm actually recording from Mars, where we've already settled, you know, like Elon promised. So
yeah, and I can't wait to hear about your bone density and how it's like literally turning to gelatin as we speak.
Oh,
so, yeah.
It is delightful, and I'm making poop potatoes. And Matt Damon's up here with me. We are it's great. It's great.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I mean, I for one have no problem with Elon Musk going to Mars. I'm just going to put that out right now.
Oh, of course. Oh,
And I for one would have had no issue with him going into that cave to try and save the kids himself. You could do it on one breath, Elon. Come on.
We've all seen your swimmer's build.
I encourage Elon Musk to try cave diving with no certification, no lessons, by himself, alone at night. And Elon, the rope, you don't need that rope. Only cucks need that rope to find their way out. Do it, buddy. Do it.
Yeah, you're rich.
Yeah. It's just really silly that this guy's put himself out there like this, and that people are just so invested in this cult, and he's going to get us to Mars, and no, he's not. going to Mars is such an unbelievably Herculean task just to go there. The idea of colonizing Mars is so stupid. It's impossible to the extreme.
I think with current technology, it's a 6-month trip to Mars, depending on where it is in its orbit.
Right. There's a window every 2 years where you can take a 6-month trip to Mars. And that's it. So like basically every 2 years you have this small window to get there in a half year. And then what are you going to do? How are you going to make this planet that is absolutely completely inhospitable to humans remotely accepting of you? It's not. It's going to kill you. That's just the way it is.
I'll tell you how. Two words. Weyland Yutani. Building better worlds. They can farm the atmosphere. Didn't you see those documentaries that James Cameron made?
And oh my god, I forgot his name. There goes the joke. Never mind.
What's really funny about that is the fact that like you're talking about the actual thing that people know the Weyland Corporation for in pop culture, but I never really got into Alien. So when I hear Weyland, it's actually one of the corporations in the Netrunner card game. So it's like very funny to me because I know I'm seeing it from a wrong perspective and I have to just sort of say, Mike, they're not talking about your weird niche card game. They're talking about the very famous movie franchise that is much bigger and much more popular. So calm down now, boy.
And then I have their logo on my elbow, and then the other elbow is Umbrella. I went with the Evil Corporation design for my elbow tattoos because you can't spell elbow without O-W. That is one painful place to get a tattoo, I'll tell you that.
And a popular spot for prison tats, too.
Yeah,
I did. Well, and on your elbow, you're so fucking limited, and everyone goes with the stupid spider web or like some kind of swirl design. I was like, no, I'm going to go with Umbrella and Weyland Yutani because I'm hardcore.
Yeah, that's going to be my actual effort get into the InfoWars. I'm gonna pitch myself to the new InfoWars. I'm gonna have to make a InfoWars card game. And the thing is, if I was able to make a successful InfoWars card game that was like a Magic the Gathering where you're making new content like every 3 or 4 months, that would be like a constant revenue stream for them to use to then pay the Sandy Hook families with. So I would be like, it would be like a kind of a charitable card game in that sense. So that'd be fun.
I
really enjoy the idea of an asymmetrical game where the two sides are not just like, my deck does this to kill you. And the other person's like, well, my deck does this to kill you. It's actually offense and defense. Like the decks are actually engaging with each other in very specific ways. So I find that kind of game design very appealing. And wake up, audience. I swear to God, this is going to get interesting in a minute. No, it's okay.
I just wanted to remind our three listeners that Mike makes a joke all the time, so I can too. I just want to remind the listeners that, yes, the Sandy Hook families are getting paid, but one thing that not many people know is that the third Sandy Hook lawsuit that was never heard in court because of the bankruptcy and probably will never be heard in a court is Lenny Posner's case. And both prior court cases used Lenny didn't get on the stand or anything, but they used records of what had happened to him in those court cases to help get a win for the other families. Lenny's not getting anything. So I support the Onion. That's good. But I also think that people should be making a donation to the Honor Network, which is HONR network.org. I'm a volunteer. I don't get any money for it, but I, you know, Lenny deserves something too. So, you know, support the Onion, but you should also support the Honor Network.
That's cool. I agree with that. So 45 minutes of fluffy nonsense. Let's talk about what people are really upset about this week. And that is the hantavirus.
Yes.
Yes. So if you haven't heard about this, everybody, basically there is a cruise ship out there and people on this ship have been infected with the hantavirus, which is a very lethal virus. It has somewhere between Gene Hackman's wife died from the hantavirus.
And it's found in mouse droppings, primarily deer mice. And, that's why what they tell you, if you find mouse droppings, you're supposed to wet them down. You're not supposed to vacuum it because it is airborne. And
yeah, you're pretty much blowing the virus into the air then.
And it's easy to treat, but it is also very deadly. And, you know, it's a pulmonary disease.
But
and,
fortunately, it's also very rare in humans.
And also, don't go on a cruise ship. It's a fucking floating Petri dish, for Christ's sake.
So, this very lethal virus is on this cruise ship. And three people have died from the virus. And there has been talk about the virus being transmitted from human to human, which most of these hantaviruses do not get transmitted in this way. Again, as Steph said, it's mostly from rat droppings becoming getting into the air through in ventilation systems or a vacuum cleaner or whatever, and then you breathe that stuff in. I remember someone was talking online about how out in the West and like in Colorado and stuff, people were saying, do not buy used camping goods because if there's mouse droppings in that tent or whatever, it could kill you. So be very careful about those sorts of things. And
also learn your mouse droppings. I used to have mice for pets. So like when I see mouse droppings, I know instantly it's mouse droppings. And you know, you can look it up online what deer mouse droppings look like and stuff like, you know, it. So I kind of learned a little bit more about this stuff. And I used to be obsessed with epidemiology and virology. That Ebola was like one of my teenage hobbies, like studying Ebola. But just if you see mouse droppings, wet it down with bleach, you know, get a respirator. Don't panic and, you know, take a picture of the droppings, look them up online and call whoever you need to call. It's, you know, you don't need to panic.